Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
That means another dead robot and we are out of combat.
Yay!
Hey, hey ho, hey ho. First combat down. How are you guys doing? What's your characters thinking right now?
Not exactly Rick what Rick's I had hoping in that mind with this whole deal.
This isn't like any level of Absalom I've ever been to.
Do you guys want to make me a occultism check?
Oh, I'm good at those.
Not bad, not bad. 18.
Nah, I'm medium at those.
Everyone's rolled it after.
We all know exactly the same thing.
I was about to say, after you found the flashlight, this strange elevator trip, putting together this crazy psychic screaming that you had, I think this is enough to put together just some info that you've heard about. There have been several credible articles posted on the infosphere over the last few weeks of the so-called ghost levels of Absalom Station, liminal kind of space with gateways that pop up at various times in neighborhoods around the spikes.
Some kind of a hot tub time machine.
No, it's completely different. It's a ghost elevator. They're like either pocket dimensions that can mirror neighborhoods of Absalom that connects it to, but is often filled with all kinds of kooky dimensional hopping monsters and or space ghosts. You hear about them, space ghosts and the ghost levels.
I'm sorry, space ghost is a hero. He's got power bands.
The access points to the ghost levels and maybe the exit points appear after, near, or around kind of energy surges or power outages that have happened since the Starstone has been affected. It's just one of several very strange phenomenon here on Absalom Station. And you've even heard about some people like hunting for the ghost levels. Like ghost hunters, ghost. What was he? What was on the flashlight? I forget.
Ghost tour.
It's a ghost tour.
Ghost tour. Yeah. So that is what you know, and you're looking around. This mission's gonna be a whole bunch different. I hate to spoil it, but you're not getting to that unnamed ship.
Oh, it's kind of our original clue was just like, well, if they ain't naming it, we ain't seeing it.
Right. That's a fair point.
Yeah, because it's like if we were going to it, it would have a map. Every map of a ship has the name of the ship on it. Oh, funny.
I mean, you couldn't have just not known the name.
But no.
How are you guys doing? Do you want to play a little bit more?
Yeah, I'm down to hang out.
Cry Cry has a little bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's up?
Are you leaking?
No, I'm not leaking. Cry Cry has a little bit of a telepathically. You'll hear. I should let you all know of perhaps a little problem. I do not know much about the ghost levels of the spike or what resides inside them.
Well, that makes two of us.
However, the fact that the word ghost does appear in their description implies the possibility of
a ghost,
undead beings, and I am sworn to protect undead beings.
Oh, well, I don't know.
So, that. If we come across any, I might have to, we might have to find creative solutions to that.
We might have to make friends real fast.
That sounds like you need to come up with creative solutions to that real fast. That sounds like a you thing.
Just a heads up. We might need to... pause the podcast for like 5 minutes while I think of how to figure this out in character.
That's fair. Well, this is really problematic for Zinko because she has an anathema to... No, she has an anathema to not helping people. So if she needs to help you help the monsters, but also
You need to help me kill the monsters, too.
Others kill the monsters. What do I do?
Oh, yeah, no. Are you not going to help the monsters kill you, Rebecca? That seems like a real breach of
monster
trust.
Doesn't seem like very helpful to me.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, dig it.
Yes. Just like Rebecca has an anathema to not helping people. Unfortunately, as a mystic, Cry has literally an anathema to destroying the undead. Or failing to protect them, which is a real pain in the butt wording.
Oh, yeah, boy, howdy. Oof.
So, I think we can milk that several ways just for fun. But
so
is relevant.
Believe it or not, I'm just taking a look at this map. This crazy, kooky.
Yeah, there's probably not any on here.
Map. Well, I won't spoil anything, but man, I hope you like robots. I just hope you love them. No, I'm just kidding. You came from what is like 9 o'clock on the radio clock of this hallway, and there are seven different directions. I guess not including climbing up to like the rafters. There are seven different directions. You got like a 10 o'clock, a 12 o'clock. 2, 3 numbers, 5, 6, and 8 o'clock to potentially go down. So there's seven different paths you can take. What would you guys like to do?
Why don't we go that way?
Oh boy. which way?
I point and I say that way. You know, right over there.
Wasn't there a graffiti that said not this way?
Oh, we should probably go that way, though, right?
I think that was pointing like 6 o'clock. Yeah, maybe you could see it just from the elevator. So straight south from your location.
I mean, do we think the graffiti is lying and that is the way we should go?
I mean, if I was protecting something rad, I would say don't go this way.
That's a good point. And it could be the monsters that are saying,
they're saying,
not this
don't
way.
Come this way because we live here.
As soon as you said it could be the monsters, your cat in the video screen just like popped its head up like I got real concerned. What do you
they're
say?
They're on to me. They're on to me.
Your cat is really vying for some attention right now.
Yes,
Rebecca.
I'm being attacked. Yes.
Love it. Yeah, so is the graffiti giving you a is it trying to play you for fools with the old switcheroo, or maybe this is like a double bluff and they knew people would want to go this way?
Yeah, well, I think definitely George Takei is down there and he's just like he's trying to like restart his kabuki theater, but all the yeah,
but I'm in favor of going this way.
Stop saying, say it's a direction.
6 o'clock.
Stop saying this way or that way. It's a podcast.
Where the graffiti is pointing.
Yeah. I mean, if it is the worst way that you can go and
you might as well go when you have the most HP.
A trap. Yeah. You might as well get the worst out of the way first. Right. Okay. I'll take your guys' characters kind of down this way. Tower's so large. Dude, you see a couple of doors in front of you here. Let's see. Get to this section of the AP. Okay. Hold on. Sorry. Maybe am I looking at the wrong area? What is happening? Oh, no. Here we go. Can you guys toggle the doors on the map? Yes. Looks like you can. Can you move that down that way, Tyler? Are you too big to fit through? It's a crowded like maintenance bay. There's machinery and piles of rusty junk hanging in, mingled in with what looks like new litter on much of the floor. It doesn't look like there's any other entrances or exits except what looks like a small ladder to the far side, or not the far side, the right side as you walk in here. What would you guys like to do?
I'm gonna search for any clues as to what went wrong in this terrible ghost section.
Yeah, why isn't just for fun? Just for fun. Everyone make me a perception check in the form of an initiative turn order roll. You can use that 19 though, Jabert. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm getting a massive clue.
A raging clue. Classic. Yeah, I think as you step forward into this room, like a small droplet of liquid hits your gosh, do you have more than one set of shoulders? I guess you would. Shoulders are kind of part of the arm.
Yeah, I guess I've definitely got more than one pits, but I don't know that I have like a shelf.
Oh, we know about the pit situation. We just don't know about the shoulder.
Let me tell you more about my pits.
No, we got a full understanding of your guys' pit sitch. Your pitch.
That's my podcast. Welcome to the pitch. To the pit sitch.
You're in the pit. Sitch zone. Welcome.
Jaguar sound effect.
Am I hearing spinoff podcast? The pit sitch. Oh, this sounds good. This sounds like we will get a single dozen. Listeners for sure. Be
dozens of downloads.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Oh no, this one's pretty good. I don't know. I think I like this one. We're going with this one. Bam. Bam Bigelow. Looks like everyone's in the initiative turn order. I've got to roll. Now it's possible I can beat you guys, but I gotta roll super high to do that. Oh no, I rolled super high to beat you in initiative turn order. I didn't need to roll a 19 or 20 to beat everyone, but look at me just being a great GM for y'all. You're welcome. Dropping down from the ceiling as this liquid hits your shoulder, Verdunth, you go down to touch it here. It is actually a bit of goop, a little bit of red, rusty goop, as a giant ooze falls down and splatters kind of on the ground near you guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm to this turn order. Bingo. I know it says assembly use, but I decided to use a rust ooze. Not that you know what that is. I'm taking a Pathfinder 2E character. I can do whatever I want. I'm drunk with power.
He is drunk with
power. Yeah, so it's going to take a move action to drop down to the ground, and it's pretty darn close to just about everyone here. It's going to throw out some pseudopods. I think I can hit everyone, but Zinko. So let me see who it's attacking first. They are both going to Scally, unfortunately, Drew, and some big old slaps. Pseudopod slaps. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, there's another 19 on the dice. Just another one. What is your AC for Scally?
17.
Oh, that's what we call a critical hit. Start us off. Oh no. Oh no. Critical hits. Level one. Oh, well, we've been here before.
Oh Jabert. No. Oh no. This is awful. Oh no, Drew.
Three on the dice. This is 16 points of bludgeoning damage. Ooh. How Scally?
Scally currently has 1 HP.
Oh, it's so dangerous because the second attack is definitely coming at you. But before that happens,
I do get a reaction ability called Hair Trigger that I can make. I can make a ranged strike against this. And if it's a critical hit, I can interrupt the action.
What is this ability called?
It's called Hair Trigger. A creature within your first range increment basically makes any attack. It doesn't have to be against me. Uses a manipulate action or move action, makes a ranged attack or leaves a square during a move. I can make a range strike against the creature, and if it's a critical hit and the trigger was a manipulate action, I can disrupt that action.
It's not a manipulate, but you still get to make a basically opportunity attack. So go ahead and do it. But I will, I guess this happens before this. You also take 4 points of acid damage to your laser pistol. Yeah. Yeah. You didn't think you'd be dealing with damage to weapons, but here we are. Ooh.
Figure those rules out. I guess.
Oh my gosh, a 26. My AC is only 11, and by the rules of critical hits, that's a critical hit if it wasn't immune to them. Oh, that's a shame.
Unbelievable. I'm so
that is a shame. But max damage, 6 points of damage here as you fire a blast.
I have a question. Just making sure, since I haven't acted yet, I do not have reactions yet, right?
What's your reaction you're thinking about?
So I have watch out, and I can grant an ally +2 to their AC against a triggering attack.
I'm pretty sure you can do that in second edition, as long as you're aware of the combatants or something happening. Now that this thing has come down, I think you can see it pretty
well.
Okay,
I'll do that for this second attack then.
All right, Drew, coming at you with attack number two. Attack number two is much worse. That is going to be a miss. 6 on the dice. Okay. Jabert, we're on to Verdumph.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to try to make a knowledge check on this thing first. Try to recall knowledge about it. If I may, what would that be? That's not
great question. I believe occultism.
Oh, perfect. I think it's a secret check, so I'll just tell you my bonus is +7.
Yeah, everyone loves secret checks where I can tell you if you know something. I roll for you. You said 7.
Correct.
+7. I've already told you this is a rust ooze, but I can tell you, you maybe know nothing about it besides it is a
some sort of
aberration. What are oozes?
Sounds right.
It is a mindless goo that seems to have matriculated here from the ceiling. It was blended in with the rusted kind of ceiling panels in this chamber.
Well, if you can goo it, you can stew it. So I'm going to heat it up with my laser pistol.
That's what the Isokio always say.
Pew pew! Laser shot first. 14 to hit?
Hit. Yeah, as I said, super easy. It's a big old blob, but not easy to crit. There's not really any discernible anatomy on this thing.
For 4 points of damage.
Okay.
And roll the second. This is at a -1, so I'll include that right there. Only 7.
That's going to be a miss.
That's 3 actions.
Okay. Tyler, cry.
I'd have to spend an action to keep sustaining our light. I assume there's still no light.
No, but light is like minutes per level, right?
Nope. It is. Oh.
Is it just light? A light spell?
Well, it says you can sustain. Oh, you can sustain the spell to move the light up to 60 feet. Oh, yeah. Okay. Otherwise, it lasts until like you're
24
the next
hours.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a lot better than I was initially interpreting it.
My boy, this light got a nerf, which is weird.
That's rough. I got to sustain the light. Okay. Never mind. We're going to spend one action to give.
If you cast Dally. 4 lights, do you think you'd have to use all your actions sustaining them?
I would hope not. I'd hope it'd be 1 sustain for 4 lights. Okay. Drew, Scally, 10 hit points. Back on the board.
Booyah! I do have to say, over time, if I gain the dying condition and leave the dying condition, I do get some pretty awesome things. So...
Well, too bad. Not today.
Not today.
Or not right now. Hopefully, unless you get crit again, in which case nothing's helping you. Okay, we're going. Knowledge checks takes actions in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recall knowledge is a single action. Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't have the economy for that at the moment. Let's just do some. Let's cast a cantrip. So, you know, Cry has some of these bone protrusions around their body, and you see three of them detach and float in front of him, and then out from his body, like synthesized out of his body, are shards of metal, and they coat these needle-like bone structures, and then he shoots them out.
Oh my!
Oh heavens!
I'm describing the cantrip needle darts. Very fancy.
Yes.
Needle darts.
Spell attack roll against a target's AC. Holy cow!
That's a bunch of words.
Spell attack roll. Can I just click a button? Game? No. D20. It is. I get +6 to this. 15. So that's 21.
Mm-hmm. That is a hit.
A hit.
Technically and critical, but there's nothing for the crit.
Needle dart. The needles do 3d4 piercing damage and can cause bleeding. You're immune to bleeding. And you're probably resistant to piercing damage, but there's nothing I can really do about that.
I don't. It doesn't say I'm immune to bleed.
Oh. I thought you would be. I thought oozes were. 8 points of piercing, and the bleed is 1 persistent bleed.
Okay, I'll put that on the token for our friendly ooze. Did you have a third action if you're not sustaining?
Needle darts is 2 actions.
Oh, yes. Wait, what was your other action?
The Vitality Network to Drew.
Oh, that takes an action. Then Zinko is up last. Rebecca?
Get him! Big ooze thing that y'all are already attacking, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Keep doing that.
Oh, you're doing great. All right. Make an attack, lead by example,
Yes. Do I need to move or do I have a clear shot?
It's pretty big. It is I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Just making sure. Okay.
Actually, yeah, it's pretty big. Ooh, natural one. Oh, boy.
Can I reroll that with my hero point?
You can in Starfinder 2nd Edition. It's that Yay. Great of a game.
It's a 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right.
And we haven't had a discussion about this, but do we want to just reuse the original damage? It seems to suit you here. It's a little bit more, but whatever you choose now is just how we're going to do it forever here on out.
What do y'all think? Do you want to keep damage?
Let's keep damage.
I say we keep damage.
Yeah.
All right, so that's 8 fire damage then.
Okay, great. All right, boom, another blast to this thing.
Can I make another on it. Strike?
Yes, get him an attack so you have a third action. Go right ahead.
It's not a. Is it a strike with a pistol? I'm used to playing my rogue. I don't know.
It's an attack and strike. That is another hit.
Only 11. Oh, is it?
Hey, armor class 11 for the ooze, yes.
That's shocking. Okay.
Easy to hit, impossible to crit. So is this 8 damage?
What I don't know.
World max here.
Yeah, I guess I think I still get my lead by example bonus, right?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, so that would be 9 fire damage.
9! Okay. Fortunately, it's still not bloodied. This thing is still fighting strong as we go into turn 2. And I don't have much in the way of what else it can do besides smacking folks with a big old pseudopod. So let me see who's getting this first attack.
A false foot.
We had multiple people do a lot of damage. It is going to be first attack in Verdunth. Let me make that attack. Bam.
Wait a second.
Bam.
Got the old reaction thing.
What do you got?
This is my Vop presence.
Oh, right. We are in the void. What does your shimmery witch warper look like?
I am the...
You described it as kind of a concealment.
Yeah, I am both there and not currently. I'm in this bubble. It's like you're seeing alternate realities in which I am elsewhere, and so I am.
Just sounds like a cooler mirror image to me.
Yeah. And so I am. It's a mirror image. That's what it is.
that never goes away. Yeah. You just have concealment.
Well, if I get hit, then it goes away until the start of my next turn.
Oh.
But also, I need to make a decision when I'm being attacked because I've got a focus spell that is a reaction that I think I will spend.
Okay. And I've rolled an 11 on this first attack, so.
Oh. Well, let's go for it anyway. It is a will save.
Okay. I do that.
DC Bingo. 17.
Pretty sure I've failed. I've rolled 5 on the dice, so not a critical fail, but a fail.
Okay. The result of that is the triggering attack misses, and I'm undetected to the triggering creature for a round. Undetected.
On the fail, that's really good. Yeah. So it smashes where it thinks you are in your field, and maybe it's like attacking behind it for a second, and then gets very confused, and it begins to look around. It looks like the second attack is going to one of the three other people.
Oh, no.
Please, Peeper, don't. That'd be so good. This looks like it's going to Zinko, perhaps. Let me see here. Can I actually reach back there and hit?
This is a melee with reach.
Andrew. Yeah. Yes, so it has a reach of 10 feet, so I think it can hit Zinko. Okay. Yeah, we'll make this attack. This will be technically its second. Ooh, 17 on the dice. Rebecca, that's going to be a hit. What's your armor class?
17.
Yep, just a hit, though. So
that's good.
Roll d6. 7 points of bludgeoning damage as you get hit with a big old rusty pseudopod. And we'll keep on attacking. It sounds good. Tyler, third attack coming at you. 12 on the dice is going to be a miss, I think. You're at
14.
14. Believe it or not, 12 going to be a miss. Okay. Jabert, we're back to you. You've dodged an attack by this thing. What would you like to do? It takes a point of bleed damage. Get him.
I'm going to spend... How many actions is healing in combat?
Healing?
That's a special battle medicine. This is special.
That's battle medicine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Whoops. Whoopsie poopsie is what I said.
You made so many battle medicine characters. Can't believe you wouldn't put that on.
All right. So I'm going to instead cast one spell soothe upon our operative.
Soothe? What is soothe?
Soothe is... It's like a spooky version of healing. Healing its wounds. 1d10 plus 4. 1d10 plus 4. Oh, don't be one. 10 plus 4 is 14. Back to our operative.
To Drew.
Thank you. I only have 17 hit points, so that was a little overkill.
Right. You don't want to. Like, one crit could potentially take you out, fair. So you want to be full health at level one. There's
no overhealing, I'm
assuming. No, yeah. And I'm going to... I've been forgetting it this entire time. I actually have to sustain my my thing. So...
Okay.
So I'm just going to sustain. That's what I'll do.
Alrighty.
No. Casting the focus spell sustains it for the next round.
Dope.
Okay.
Is your focus spell the one that you... The reaction?
Yeah, that was the reaction.
So
I'm going to shoot my... I'm going to shoot my gun.
Okay.
So I'm now detected by it. They can see me again. 13 to hit.
Hit.
Or 4 and maybe some more if I'm...
Plus 1.
5.
Yeah. All right. Boom. Another blast to this thing. Drew Scally's up next. You feel revitalized as some of your new friends here seem to have the magic touch, the soothing song, the gas bag fart. I don't know.
that's a Star Wars character, gas bag fart. I'm glad you guys know what that character is.
Deep into Wikipedia on that one. They made the character Gasbag Fart. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go.
There is sounds a guy cool. named Sleaze Bagano, but that's a whole other thing. We're gonna shoot. Let's do a shot.
Pooh. Oh, wasting these wasting these 19s, these crits on this thing. That is a hit, but looks like minimum damage. But
two, plus, you get plus you one, get plus yeah. one.
Yeah, Rebecca just doubling up your damage on that.
I'm here to help.
All right.
What do you want to do next, Drew?
Well, because I know that this SF2E has way more strict, batteries on guns. I'm just going to punch this thing.
Okay.
Does that count as the second attack for a punch if I switch up yep. the...
Yeah, it doesn't matter what weapons you use. It still follows. First attack, regular... Second attack minus five, which looks like you roll the five, so that's going to be miss.
All right, then we're just going to punch it again.
Oh, boy. Ooh, net two on the dice, so super miss here. Somehow critically failed against attack unit. I don't have the cards, but Pathfinder 2nd Edition does have critical hit and fail cards. I need to get them the next time we play. Need to pull them out of our our game thing. And they're, I think they're divided into melee, magic, and ranged. So I'm pretty sure we can use them for Starfinder. Hopefully they'll put out Starfinder themed ones pretty soon. Okay, that's going to take us to Cry Tyler.
Okay, so Jabert, I couldn't quite piece out how is Verdun feeling? Are we needing a little?
I think I'm okay. I think I'm down three. I can just look at my character sheet.
I'm down a lot, y'all.
You're down. I only have
three HP right now. So
Never mind. You get four more.
I feel like everyone else is like,
I just smacked you're all heal everybody except for you. Oh, I forgot to mention that two damage, Drew, you just did. That's going to take this thing to the unofficial bloodied condition. As you see, about half of it has sloughed away with your... looks like almost everyone's shooting lasers at this bad boy. Thank goodness it's not fire resistant.
So we'll spend an action to give Zinko four more hit points. And then we will, I think, just keep needle darting it. Yeah,
sure. Go right ahead.
I don't think I have much else going on for me at the moment.
13's a hit.
Okay, that's a hit. And
this does good damage.
Eight more piercing.
Okay. Yeah, this doesn't count as a strike, so I don't believe get him works. At least I don't think that's how it worked in.
It's a circumstance bonus to damage rolls.
Damage. Oh, then I think it would. Let's see.
That'd be nice.
Minus one penalty if you lead by example. Damage rolls against the target. Two damage rolls. Yeah, so I think that counts here. So that's automatically makes spellcasting a whole bunch more fun. Mm-hmm. Right, just some extra bonus damage on top. So nine toto. Is that right? No. Do you get any more than what you rolled here?
No, it's just straight 3d4.
Okay, that will take us to your turn, Rebecca, to Zinko.
Okay, now that I have a little bit of health again, I'm going to shoot at it again. Do I need to put get 'em back on it? Is that only one round? I don't even know.
I mean, get 'em in original Starfinder was only one round, so I'm assuming it would be only one round.
Until the beginning of my next turn, yeah. So I'll say get 'em. Get 'em, and I'm going to lead by example again. It's a 16.
Hit.
All right, that does 7 fire damage.
Ooh, okay. Wow, this thing has so many hit points, but so easy to hit. third action, you want to take another shot?
Sure.
Bingo.
16 again.
Bingo. Another hit, more damage now? Is that 8?
8, yeah.
Okay, all right, still up as you guys have peppered this thing. There's just small pockets of it on fire all over the place as these laser bolts have drilled through it. That'll take us to its turn. I think I might actually take a little step back. It can't hit.
A step back, you say?
Yeah.
Hair trigger.
Little step. I forget if hair trigger can be... triggered from a step action, but I'm going to move even maybe around a little bit. So go right ahead, Drew.
Yeah,
I believe in Scally. I'm going to hit you next. So
manipulate action or a move action makes a ranged attack or leaves a square.
Okay, yeah, I mean, did do that. It do that. It's still not a manipulate, so it won't trigger. But that is a hit, and ooh, pretty good damage here. 5 points. All right, well, you're definitely getting the first attack back. Bam. Oh, it wanted to be a 17, but 3 on the dice. What's your armor class? Not even close. We'll keep attacking you until we hit. How about that? Second attack. It's going to be minus 5. It's going to be a 19, so that's going to be hit. Bam, pseudopod. Bam, 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Bam.
Bam. Jibber, we're back to you.
Bam.
Takes another point of bleed. Right.
Okay, let me see. What's the usage on a gun? I'm probably going to have to spend 2.
Did
5 shots?
Did everyone buy a laser pistol?
I think so.
Yeah, and the laser pistol is 10 shots classic. In the magazine and 2 per shot, so it kind of sucks.
Laser pistol, 10 charges, 2 expend. Yeah, yeah, that's like a 5 shooter.
All right. How bad are you looking there, Rebecca? Zinko?
Yeah, I'm down 8.
Okay. Might be time to walk to you and slap you with my med patch. It's the great thing about having 4 hands that can hold all my stuff. His hands and still have 1 for casting spells. So mid patch to oh no. I heal you for 1 point.
Thanks for trying.
I did my best. And then let's see, as I move, I mid patch you, and then I reload, and that's my turn.
Drew, back to Scally.
Oh, again, because gun economy is so different in this game. We're going to move in. We're going to punch it.
Moving in. Punching. That's a hit.
4 damage.
5 with get him.
With get him.
Okay.
And we're going to punch third it again. Action.
Another punch. Oh, you knocked its block off. That is an 11. 12. That is a hit. It had four hit points left. And there's only 5 that you're doing here, so it's dead. We are out of combat, and we're not technically done because I need. Who did anyone not get hit? I think maybe I didn't hit Jabert.
Did not hit Verdunt. Yeah,
did not hit Verdunt. Did not hit Cry. Can Drew and Rebecca make me a fortitude save?
Oh no.
Boy. Oh good. Hey, whoa. Hey Rebecca, you get a if it's a wait a minute.
If it's disease or poison,
you get a +1.
Yeah.
It is indeed a disease. A terrible disease that we need to rid in our society.
I also get +1 to diseases, poisons, or radiation.
Oh. So. As a robot? Oh, look at you guys. It's a nice both of you have succeeded in fending off the scourge that is tetanus.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
Gracious. Tetanus. An infection introduced through open wounds. It has an onset of 10 days. So I think it would have, after this whole adventure is over, you guys would be like, oh man, I need to go to the doctor.
My jaw's locking up.
Okay. We'll take a quick break there, and we'll be right back with more Starfinder 2E and Pathfinder 2E style adventure.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo.
All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.